Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter. This is episode 22, Culture Shock. First, I'm going to start, as I usually do, with my thank yous. Thank you for everyone who sent me comments. I really appreciate it. A couple of the letters and comments that I received this week, people were letting me know about how they heard about me. And a few of them were telling me about how their father or their mother had turned them on to my website. Others were telling me about how other bloggers or podcasters or friends were letting them know about me. And, you know, you guys that are referring me to other people, I really appreciate that. That is probably one of the biggest compliments I could ever receive, is to know that you like me well enough to recommend me to your friends and family. So, thank you. I got an email from one listener who wanted to link to me on her website, and she wanted to know if I had a button. And I had to admit that I didn't really know how to make a button. I am a statistician and statistical programmer / data manager, and I don't know all that much about this web stuff. So if any of you out there know how to make one of those big fancy picture buttons, drop me a line and let me know. Also, along the same lines, I really need an image for Nitwit Rantings of a Rabid Knitter. The leaves are great for my Autumn Breeze Designs company, but I don't think they really capture the essence of the Nitwit podcast. So I've got an idea. In fact, I can visualize exactly what I want. I just can't draw. So if any of you know of someone or a company that does images that you could recommend, send me a line, let me know. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Now to today's story. These past couple of weeks have been really, really hectic for me. I've been working on a couple of papers that I need to get done by the end of the month. And I've also been on travel. I work for a large company. And like a lot of large companies these days, we farm out some of our work. And when you do that, you have to go out and make sure that you're getting what you think you're supposed to be getting. So I went on an audit trip up in the DC area to check on a company that is doing some data collection for us. And we were all sitting around talking during lunch when they were talking about the different problems that they ran into in the data collection. This is a countrywide, randomly selected participant study. There were different areas of the country that they had gone into. And one of the gentlemen who grew up in Brooklyn said that he had received a lot of culture shock whenever he moved down to the DC area, and he couldn't imagine going out to some of the other rural areas. Well, I had to say that I had gotten the biggest culture shock when I was a senior in high school. Now, I had lived in the Philippines, and I had lived in small towns and suburbs of big cities. But moving from Hampton, Virginia, to a small town in Nevada was one of the biggest culture shocks I had ever received in my life. Hampton, Virginia is a fairly large city. It's not extremely large, but it does have all those usual conveniences. Going from there to this small town in Nevada, I was completely astounded. For one thing, this town had a population of 800. And this was smaller than the high school that I had just been attending. And the nearest shopping was Las Vegas, which was about 2 hours away. The closest other town was Furnace Creek, which is in Death Valley. So talk about being in the middle of nowhere. When I was there, there was no bank and no grocery store, no chain fast food restaurants. There was one burger place that was really kind of greasy and disgusting. They had a store that sold grocery elements, but they also sold other things. And the meat tended to be on the green side, and the bread was worse than day old. The high school had a total of 75 students. There were 23 in my graduating class, three of which were juniors that were graduating early. There were 5 people in my English class. There was 1 person in my math class and 1 person in my Spanish class. They made me take home ec, in which I sat there and taught the home ec teacher how to knit. My first day there, I was sitting under a tree, kind of looking at this whole school, which was 2 buildings, elementary school in 1 building, and the junior high and high school was in the other building. In the high school, the teachers taught not only the high school level, but also the junior high classes as well. The elementary school had multiple grades within each classroom. But I was sitting there kind of in shock because this was very, very different than what I was used to. When a bubbly blonde came bouncing up and said, "Hi, I'm Jody. What's your name?" I looked at her and I was kind of perplexed because she was cheerleader if I ever saw a cheerleader before. It was written all over her that she was a cheerleader. Cheerleaders never talked to me. I was a geek and a drama club geek at that. So the cheerleaders and the jocks had never given me the time of day. So to have this bouncy little blonde jump up and run over and talk to me was something I had never experienced in my life. And I said, "Yes, hi, I'm Carrie." And she says, "You're new here, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I am." She says, "So, what do you like to do?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, lots of different stuff." She says, "Well, what's your favorite subject in school?" And I said, "Math. I love math." Her eyes got big and she got excited. I'm sorry, but I have never had someone get excited over the fact that I said I liked math. But she was absolutely and completely enthusiastic about the fact that I liked math. In fact, she was so excited about it, she needed to go and share that information with someone right away, and she grabbed my hand and dragged me along to see the coach. Now, I had not talked to a coach since I was in junior high. I had gotten out of the PE requirement in high school by taking ROTC. So I didn't quite know how to talk to coaches, but she drags me in and says to the coach, "Look, coach, she likes math. And the coach quizzed me as to how good my math skills were. She showed me some simple calculations, which I said, yeah, I can do those. Those are no problem. And then she asked me if I would like to go with the team at 6 a.m. tomorrow to take the score and the stats for the girls' basketball team. And I did. And I traveled with the basketball team to all their games, and I kept the stats for them. And that was my first job as a statistician. Keeping the stats for a girls' basketball team in a town of less than 800. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you want to leave me a comment, please come by the website at autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you want to send me an email at Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail. The number is 206-666-5775.